Okay, so now we'll talk about chapter 15 of our study. So I learned a new word just last week. I saw it in a meme. It had something to do with hoarding toilet paper. Maybe this word is only new to me, but when I saw it for the first time, I definitely giggled. The word is sheeple, and it refers to people being compared to sheep, being docile, foolish, or easily led. It's kind of catchy, huh? Sheeple. Google says that sheeple is a plural noun that is a derogatory slang term for people who unquestionably accept as true whatever their political leaders say, or who adopt popular opinion as their own without scrutiny. Their slogan could be, "Don't know why we follow, we just do." Does this hit home? Is this so applicable to where we are right now in a society full of sheeple? So really, the idea of being a sheep, being a follower, definitely has a negative connotation in our society. And yet, it's not a coincidence or an accident that there are over 500 references to sheep in the Bible, more than any other animal. And many of those references are meant to be metaphors for us. Psalm 100, verse 3 is probably one of the most direct about this. It says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." So how do we balance this clashing idea, especially as women, that we're to be strong and brave and independent leaders with self-confidence, and then these scriptures that continually refer to us as sheep, the dumbest, most helpless, timid, feeble, and needy animals in all of creation? God intentionally compares us to these animals, and not because they're sweet and cute and innocent. Listen to just how pitiful sheep can be. In this chapter, Kay Arthur quotes herself from a devotional book that she wrote called Beloved from God's Heart to Yours. She says, "If sheep do not have the constant care of a shepherd, they will go the wrong way, unaware of the dangers at hand. They have been known to nibble themselves right off a mountainside. They will overgraze the same land and run out of food unless the shepherd leads them to new pastures. If they are not led to proper pastures, they will obliviously eat or drink things that are disastrous to them. Sheep easily fall prey to predators, and when they do, they are virtually defenseless. Sheep can also become cast down, and in that state, panic and die." Oh, ladies, how we are just like these sheep. She goes on to write, "So because sheep are sheep, they need shepherds to care for them. The welfare of the sheep depends solely upon the care they get from their shepherd. Therefore, the better the shepherd, the healthier the sheep. When you see weak, sickly, or pest-infested sheep, you can be sure that their shepherd really does not care for them. So what is our great shepherd like? Learn that, and you will understand why you can confidently say, 'The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.' Believe it, and you will know a life of perfect rest." So lately, I do feel like many of us are feeling more and more like our true sheep-like state, maybe like sheeple, with little means of self-defense or self-preservation at this point. It's like we've believed the lie that we can be strong on our own for so long that when our true, weak, frail humanity is exposed and we are in a situation where we have no control or even ability to protect ourselves or our families, we are left feeling vulnerable, anxious, and lonely if we do not know our shepherd. We do the dumbest things as humans. We mess up continually. We could never succeed in this life at anything without the Lord as our shepherd. He has and provides all that we need. So, who is our good shepherd? Let's learn more about him. Throughout the Old Testament, we see promises of a shepherd yet to come. Matthew chapter 2, verse 6 is a quote from Micah chapter 5 in the Old Testament. It says, "And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." This was an Old Testament promise, a prophecy found in the book of Micah that said that out of this little town of Bethlehem would come a ruler who would shepherd God's people, Israel. In the Old Testament, we see the concept that a shepherd is one who leads, one who rules over, one who guides his people. When Jesus came to be born on earth, we're told he was the fulfillment of that promise made hundreds of years earlier in Micah. Micah chapter 2 has another similar promise. It says, "And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they," meaning the sheep, God's people, "shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth." This prophecy looks forward to a good shepherd who would make his people secure because he would lead them and rule over them as a shepherd. Now, in the New Testament, we see another beautiful description of our loving, caring shepherd in John chapter 10. And I want to spend a few minutes here and look at some key points from this chapter. In our Lord, I Want to Know You book, John 10 is printed on pages 142 to 144. Or you could maybe look it up in your Bible if you're able to right now. I'll also refer to a study on the Good Shepherd from Revive Our Heart specifically over this passage of Scripture. So the portion of Scripture is in your book, but the points that I'm going to bring out are not part of that chapter. So here in John 10, we see a number of characteristics of the Good Shepherd, and you may want to mark these. The first one that is pretty obvious as you think about this passage is that the good shepherd owns the sheep. They belong to him. Look at how many times he calls them his own. So look in John 10:3. It says, "To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." And then in verse 4, "When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Down in verse 14, he says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." And then in verse 27, he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So as the good shepherd, Jesus knows his sheep. And if we are sheep of Jesus, the shepherd, then we are not our own, left to our own foolish folly, sheepleness. We belong to Jesus, our shepherd king, who has a personal relationship with his sheep. In verse 3, again, it says, "The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his sheep by name and leads them out." Isn't that an amazingly comforting thought? Jesus, your shepherd, knows you, all of you, and chooses to love and care for you. He chooses you to be a part of his flock. He knows you by your name, your story, your background, your vulnerabilities, your temptations, your needs. Isaiah chapter 43:1 says, "But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." So now back to John chapter 10. We also learn that the good shepherd leads his sheep. Let's look back at verses 3 and 4. Again, it says, "The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Our shepherd can lead us because he knows where we're going. He will never lead us any place that he has not already gone. He goes before us. Our good shepherd, Jesus, has been through the valleys. He's been through the hard places. And so he knows how to lead us through those valleys. Even the valley of the shadow of death, he's been there too. Our shepherd leads his sheep to pasture, which is a place of peace and fulfillment. John chapter 10, verse 9 says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." He knows how to feed us and where to find pasture and food and water for our hungry, thirsty souls. Finally, though, and most importantly, we see in verse 11 that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John chapter 10, verse 11 says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He will do whatever he has to do to protect his sheep, to defend them, to guard them, to make sure that they are cared for." Even in the Old Testament, hundreds of years before Jesus came to earth, there was a hint, a glimpse, that the shepherd would give his life for his sheep. Look with me at Isaiah chapter 53. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth." Here, the good shepherd dies as a lamb in the place of the wayward sheep. So he lays down his life for the sheep by himself becoming a lamb and giving his life for us. What greater love could be shown? What greater mercy and grace could be bestowed on us as helpless, limited sheep? As we close, we're going to read Psalm 23, but I really want to encourage you to please, please, please read pages 145 to 152 of chapter 15 in your Lord, I Want to Know You book, because K. Arthur paints a powerful picture of the perfect rest and peace that our good shepherd provides for us so that we can rest. And so wherever you are, if you're able to turn there, or if maybe you know this beautiful passage of scripture by heart, I would really love for you to read it out loud with me, recite it out loud with me, and let's meditate on the great comfort that we can find as sheeple with the Lord as our shepherd. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ladies, we can rest our minds and our hearts. Have our souls be restored and take comfort in the care of our loving shepherd.